Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on iranradio.ir with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting this program. And my guest speakers, as always, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. It was a pleasure to be with you, Brother Mohammad Javad.
My pleasure. And Sayyid Abdullah, greetings to you too.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, bro. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, one of these movies that we actually decided to criticize and chose for this series of programs, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, is called Heretic. It's produced in 2024, directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. Well, it features Hugh Grant as the major actor in it, and Sophia Thatcher and Chloe East, to just name a few. Well, IMDb gave this movie 7 points out of 10, and Rotten Tomatoes 91%. The box office for this movie was $44 million. Two young missionaries become snared in a deadly game of cat and mouse when they knock on the door of the diabolic Mr. Reed. Trapped in his home, they must turn to their faith if they want to make it out alive. Well, this is the summary or the plot of this movie, Heretic. And before we move on to the questions and answers that we get from on the side of our dear distinguished guest speakers in the studio, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie or a trailer of the movie Heretic, produced in 2024, directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. And then when we got back after the break, we talk about this movie and criticize this movie more. Stay with us.
Good afternoon. Mr. Reed, are you interested in learning more about the Church of Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Wow. No, you read more than we do. No, seriously, Mr. Reed. Mr. Reed.
Well, ladies, I think it is time.
Time for what?
Time for enlightenment.
Oh. Mr. Reed.
Welcome.
We need to return to the church.
If you aren't ready to leave, you'll have to exit through the back of my house.
So which door?
It's a simple choice, but it should not be made simply. Belief or disbelief.
What happens if we choose the wrong door?
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on iranradio.ir with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Heretic, produced in 2024, directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. Well, Sayyid, let me start with you this time. How does the movie Heretic depict the concept of heresy?
Heresy.
Because as it is suggested by the title of this movie, Heretic.
Yeah. Sometimes a person himself, once he struggles with himself in terms of trying to come to terms with what should he go, what should he believes in, and when he starts to doubt whatever there is,
yes,
at least a heresy, right? And sometimes the challenges that you face, whether inwards or outwards, that leads to this. And a lot of people fall into this category, actually. Even the Quran is a verse says, وَمَا يَوْمَنْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Sometimes you're like, okay, there's a God. But in reality, if you come and diagnose yourself and dissect yourself, you find that you are up to your teeth with heresy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sometimes just the personal struggle that people go through. Obviously, with this case, I think Brother Yasser mentioned in the previous episode that the movie did not show it, but maybe he had like a psychological problem himself, that he could not go through the right process of thinking that would lead to the natural right result. Because he was so disturbed himself and he had his own problems, the arguments that he was deducting was just all wrong because his bases are wrong.
Yes.
So sometimes it's a personal struggle that people go through or the pressure that they find from society or the environment around them, it leads to that. It leads to heresy.
You know, but we cannot actually, refute all of the heretic tendencies which somehow are, you know, tickling us. Like when, for example, when you're living in a society, there are lots of conventional norms that you have to go against because there are some of them are not really like they meet up to the standards, like the logical standards and reasoning. So if like you live, for example, somewhere like as you mentioned in the previous episode, like for example, if you live in India and you have lots of gods, and then it's good to be heretic that way, because at least if you base all of your reasoning on proper logic, then you'll you know, end up in a good place, right?
Okay.
Right? Like, but, well, if you are not heretic, like, in the first place, then you'll be, like, a cow worshiper till the end of your life.
Now, look, there's a thin line between heresy and logic.
Right.
Right? So heresy is just basically you not accepting or you doubting or you just want to push everything aside. That's a different story. Or, like, logic is a way you say, okay, look, everyone claims there's a God. Everyone claims their religion is the right one. Mm-hmm. How about I come and filter them logically? So don't shut your brain, nor let heresy rule your brain either.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that's the idea of logic. Logic can, you know, if you use it wisely, it will direct you to the right path.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's a space or time where heresy is good or required or beneficial. But rather thinking is, for example, even in Islam, the Shahada itself is in two parts. La ilaha illallah. So first you deny the existence of God.
The other gods.
And then...
All the other gods.
Yeah, no. So yeah, so you deny all the existence of any god.
Yes.
La ilaha, there's no god whatsoever. Right? Whether it's Allah or Jesus or the cow. No god, no one.
What?
And then you go through the process of filtering. Mm. Which one is correct? Once you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you say, illallah, only God. So you can say, well, the Shahada is heresy itself, right?
It's a very nice take on illallah. How about you, Brother Yasser? You know, do you think heretic tendencies are all wrong? You can, like, refuse them altogether?
We need to
like there's something good in it too.
So we have to understand what do we mean by heresy. Heresy obviously is a complete deviation from the traditional practices of a faith.
Yes.
That's what we mean by heresy. Heresy is not atheism.
Exactly.
It's different between heresy and atheism.
Exactly. That's
a big difference, right? Atheism is that a person does not believe in anything divine. There's no belief in it. So maybe even the movie title is maybe confusing because this person was acting atheistic. He wasn't acting heretic. Uh-huh. Heretic is a person who is on a faith. For example, the Catholic Church will see Protestantism,
yes,
or the Protestants as a heretic faith.
Uh-huh.
They will see Mormons as a heretic faith.
I see.
For example, we in Islam will see the Ahmadiyya as a heretic faith.
I see.
Meaning what? They have taken the religion off its course. This is what we mean by heresy.
So my understanding of your definition of heresy is very much close to the idea or the concept of critical thinking.
It's not critical thinking. It's there's two things here. The critical thinking in a negative way, where you are just questioning everything without actually finding answers. And then when you don't find the answer, you negate. That's not critical thinking. Critical thinking is where if you don't find an answer, you say, okay, I don't know.
But nobody says that.
That's the problem.
Critical thinkers will end up actually finding nothing.
Exactly. So that's not critical thinking. That's just denying denying a position, because understand, I'm very mantiqi here.
Yes.
Any qadiyah or any premise that will give you a result, right? Any result comes from two premises. You have your major premise, your minor premise, and then you have your result.
Right.
That result actually shows two things.
Mm-hmm.
It has to show two things. It has to show that that is that. And as say rightly said, the law must also come. It is not anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So a critical thinker who just says it is not anything else has not proven anything.
Mm-hmm.
The second part must still also be done. You haven't done that.
I see.
So you have no right to give a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Until you both prove that this is it, and it is nothing else but it. You cannot give a hukam and a judgment.
I see.
It has to be both parts.
I see.
So for example here, this person, okay, I disproved all, I have all of these doubts. Okay, fine. What is your proof that this is how it actually is? You have no proof for it. You have just used the argument of possibility. Well, that argument possibility also goes on the other side. Why is it not possible that it's not like this as well?
No, but I mean,
also,
you mean
at,
okay.
But like the idea, the concept, I mean, Brother Yasser, I think you went into too much depth of the heresy concept. But the idea is like the deviation part of heresy, right? So even in Islam, we have a lot of heresy, right?
Yes.
We have a lot of, as we call it, bid'ah, innovations, right?
Exactly. No, that's not heresy. Heresy is when you
have something and you deviate from it to create your own, right?
Yeah, so bid'ah is still on the form, but you've created an act.
No, but sometimes
on the
form. I don't want to use examples here because I'm going to get in trouble.
Like, the examples you're going to use.
Yes, Ahmadiyya or stems from...
Ahmadiyya is heresy.
Bahaism.
Bahaism is heresy, yes.
But it stems from Islam,
but it's a heresy because they don't practice...
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
It's not bid'ah. Bid'ah is a practice added to Islam. For example... The removal of Hajjat Tamattu, for example.
Or now, like, bid'ah is like a very exclusive Islamic term.
It's a dead word. Yeah. Bid'ah
trying to link the deviation part of it. That's what I meant by it, right? So heretic, the guy himself, like, true, he wasn't an atheist in the sense of atheism, because at some point he did say, oh, yeah, okay, I do believe in a God. But then he's like, look, the concept is that I have to create my own. And that's why he came up with the theory of prophets, where he was testing things on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you subject them to so much pain, they will start to see things. If they see things and they believe it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is my idea. My heresy is the fact that by control, by suffering pain, I
came. That was the solution he came up with? I mean...
At the end, testing it on a person, as
he called the prophet.
Yes, as control. So he said heresy, to him, religion is control. That's the idea of the movie, boiled down to the fact that it's control.
Uh-huh.
And this is what religion is. So heresy, so he deviated from that path. He came up with different opinions of his own.
So
initially,
he made another innovation and bit on his own.
Pretty much, because like I said, if we get stuck on bid'ah, like Brother Yasser said, like, you're a Muslim, but you create something that you add to this religion. So we might not be technically heresy in itself, but I'm talking about the deviation aspect of it.
Right.
If you keep deviating, over time, you will have completely new thing like Ahmadiyya, like Baha'ism, like all of these sects that we have in Islam.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoints, this movie critique program on RIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers, trying to help me actually criticize the movie Heretic, produced in 2024, directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. Of course, we haven't, again, finished the critique of this movie, and we'll leave it up to the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
From now on, we challenge you.
For the rest of your lives, there will be before you chose, and there will be after.
Ladies, verbally acknowledge, please.
What have you been looking for? What have you found?
Scary. You figured it out yet? Yeah?